should New York rename Robert Moses State Park on Long Island? WNYC's Jim O'Grady says a bill by an assembly member is asking whether the master builder should be vilified or honored.
Daniel O'Donnell represents the Upper West Side, but he grew up on Long Island, where he frolicked on beaches conceived and created by Robert Moses. Yet, he's no fan.
I'm not saying wipe him from the history books. I'm not saying you're an evil man because you were a racist or have made decisions with racist underpinnings at a time when most people felt just the same way you did.
What O'Donnell is saying is
maybe there's a better person or entity that this park can be named after.
O'Donnell's charge is grounded in Robert Caro's 1974 The Power Broker, the vaunted 4-pound tome on the life of Robert Moses. Caro says Moses built highway overpasses on Long Island too low for buses to keep black people from traveling to beaches from the city. But Moses' defenders point out that when those overpasses were built in the 1920s, the city was nearly 95% white. And they say period photos of city pools built by Moses show integrated crowds, not always the case in mid-century America.
And by the way, plenty of African Americans have enjoyed those beaches and those swimming pools and those parks over the years.
Historian Kenneth Jackson at Columbia University is a defender, but concedes that Robert Moses was a man of his time who held racial views that are now considered abhorrent.
It's kind of hard to find people in the 1930s who weren't racist in the United States. I don't know that there's any evidence that Robert Moses was any more or less of a racist than anyone else.
This might seem similar to an ongoing fight about removing Donald Trump's name from a state park in Westchester, but O'Donnell notes a key difference.
Some state parks come into being because somebody who owns the land donates it.
Trump donated the 436 acres after failing to gain permission to build a golf course.
And then there's some contractual obligations. Mr. Moses did not own the Fire Island National Seashore.
Professor Jackson isn't swayed.
Maybe you might take Moses' name off something else, but not the very beaches that he built.
O'Donnell's bill will be taken up in the current session of the State Assembly. Jim O'Grady, WNYC News.